Hello again, I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. It's time for another visit to the StoryCorps Project commemorating the 10th anniversary of Lexington's no smoking ordinance. The history-making vote influenced many other communities to follow Lexington's lead. Today, we hear from mother and daughter, Lisa and Elizabeth Wood of Frankfort. After suffering from a traumatic asthma attack in a local restaurant because of secondhand smoke, Elizabeth not only circulated a petition but also spoke in favor of a no-smoking ordinance before members of the Frankfort City Commission, all at the tender age of 10. We listen in as mom and daughter reminisce.
It was a lesson in diplomacy for everyone in the family. I didn't take kindly to reading a letter to the editor that was published in the paper that accused your daddy and me of dragging out our little asthmatic and effectively exploiting you for the sake of this purpose.
We continued to collect names, and we had well over 500 signatures by the end of it.
I think so. I think it was closer to 600 names. And you could have gotten more. The date of the city commission meeting was looming. You showed up and you were armed with your information, and the support you had was filling the room, literally. You stood there in your Sunday dress and had your prepared speech, and you did a stellar job of that. And we were so proud. We were busting our buttons. If I recollect, your speech was interrupted several times by applause and that affirmation from the folks in the audience.
When it was voted on and the ordinance was then voted down 3-2 by the city commission, so that was a little bit, not quite devastating, but it certainly wasn't a happy point in the journey. After it was voted down, we started doing stuff in the summer and, you know, kind of preparing for the next wave of events that would unfold, and it seemed as if the majority of the community was very much in support of it, and there were only a few that tried to put a stop on it. And unfortunately, some of those were in the city council. But the next city council appearance was coordinated in that following August, and my plea in form of a prepared speech with the health department was prepared, and we likened the non-smoking section in restaurants of a smoking restaurant to the no-peeing section in a swimming pool. We wanted people to understand that secondhand smoke, it can't just be contained in a single area of a restaurant. Air is air, and, you know, the diffusion of the cigarette smoke throughout the rest of the restaurant is not something that you can stop with just a little no-smoking sign. And the second reading actually passed at that point on a vote of 3-2. That was the point that we started celebrating and, you know, giving thanks that not only our family but members of the community had the courage to step forward and actually get involved in the political process and say that this is something that we want as a community.
And do you remember how our family celebrated?
We went back to that same restaurant.
We went to the same restaurant and enjoyed a wonderful meal, and we could breathe, and she didn't become sick from the effects of the secondhand smoke.
That's mother and daughter, Lisa and Elizabeth Wood. Special thanks to the Kentucky Center for Smoke-Free Policy at kcsp@uky.edu for sharing their StoryCorps audio with us. We'll take another visit to the StoryCorps booth in January here on WUKY.